This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes, final story of the day. So apparently, Jeff Bezos has predicted when Amazon will die.
Yeah. So if I asked you, like if I said, how long would you give like giant companies like Amazon? Like what do you think their lifespan is?
Well, we talked about Ford earlier on. They're, what, 150, 180 years old, something like that.
Okay.
Amazon tech company, I'd give it another 20 years.
Okay. What? Really?
Yeah. Mm.
But Amazon is one of the companies that moves with times and they're really like...
Until somebody takes over.
Future-proofing.
Well, possibly, yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to double that. 40.
40? Mm. No. Bezos gives it another 6.
6?
What?
Yeah. So he says that big companies, like giant companies, they normally don't last for about hundreds of years. It's about 30 years. So given Amazon's, the day Amazon was established, so that's 1994, it has about 6 to 7 years left before someone either takes over or Amazon collapses on itself. And it's interesting what he said. So he had a meeting with employees last week, and CNBC reported that he said that he predicted that Amazon would one day go bust. He was realistic about it. He said if you look at large companies, their lifespans tend to be 30 plus years, not 100 plus years, which would mean that Amazon has about 6 or 7 years left. So he said, think back to 30 years ago, and Sears might have seemed like one of those companies, one of those giant companies like
True.
Amazon
True.
That no one would have predicted when, not out of business, but it's not relevant anymore. Mm. But today, it's just an afterthought when you think about like retailers and department stores and just shopping in general, right? So he said that we will end up using up Amazon and wearing it out far more quickly than we can imagine. That's what the people sitting in the room said. Someone will come along to offer an even more essential service that makes Amazon look like Sears. Mm. So he says, but he compares the success of companies specifically to breweries, because he said that most of the companies that are multi-hundred-year-old companies are breweries, because it says that society has needed beer far more than it's needed other essentials, and breweries managed to divide up their market a little like cartels, sharing the spoils for longer than could have been imagined by anyone else.
I never thought of it like that. Mm. Yeah. He's right, isn't he?
He is,
which is why he has those...
Don't tell me.
No. Which is why... Oh. What is he doing with Amazon? What are those things called? The HQ, H2Qs, HQ2s?
Something, yeah.
Yeah, so they're little like pop-up Amazon headquarters all over the place. So what people are saying is that he has predicted that Amazon will go out of it will become irrelevant in the next 6 to 7 years unless they do something about it. So unless they become like breweries. So unless Amazon implements or integrates itself with other businesses or opens up smaller Amazons all over the place.
And starts a
selling
cartel.
Alcohol.
Yeah, and starts a cartel, then Amazon will remain in power for like a long, long, long time. So
interesting.
Yeah, so even CNBC and the people who wrote this piece, I think it was Inc. from Inc.com, they say that perhaps the biggest danger with Amazon that it becomes an ever-present, all-encompassing company that manages to both stifle us and bore us at the same time.
Mm.
But that doesn't mean that it'll go out of business. So either you do that and it becomes such a staple in everyone's life, the word Amazon, that everyone needs it like forever and ever and ever, at least for the next 150 years, or it just remains Amazon as is today and it has about 6 or 7 years shelf life, according to the founder himself.
I find it interesting. I mean, you know, we talk about how huge physical locations of Amazon are, and we talk about buying books from overseas and gifts and things from overseas.
Mm-hmm.
But they've never really made huge inroads into, you know, Asia, really, have they?
They can't.
That's the thing, mm-hmm. right? And because of that, I think what he has to say has some truth in it. And I'm expecting somebody like Baidu or what the other big Chinese companies,
Alibaba
and Tencent,
yeah.
They're most likely to kind of, dare I say, eat up Amazon, I think, in the future, something like that.
Wasn't Amazon supposed to show up in Singapore like
two years ago or something like that?
And they can't because Alibaba is here, Lazada is here. Mm. Those, you know, basically Chinese companies have taken over like the e-commerce and like online shopping here. So Amazon's still sort of like, you know, confined to the US and UK and that part of the world. So yeah, like what you said, it could be true that Amazon becomes irrelevant, especially because like Singles Day sales and stuff have been way bigger than Black Friday sales the last couple of years. But
you know what it reminds me of? It's like Amazon are Apple and Tencent and Alibaba are Android. That's what it feels like. That's that kind of...
Yes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. But since we're doing, you know, having that comparison, if Apple being Apple and Amazon being Amazon, they're not that dumb.
Mm.
I think he's just saying that they can die, but he's not going to let that happen. Because why would he let Amazon
die?
For
sure, for sure.
So once again, I ask the question, you know, why is he saying this out loud? You know, if this is something, you're having a meeting with your employees and you tell them that, you know, in 6 years' time, we may not have a company anymore, right? Mm. That's what you're essentially telling them. But obviously, he's telling them that because he's got another plan. He won't be building a giant clock by the side of a mountain if he didn't have a mega plan, right?
No, I think he's just saying it because, like, what if you were planning to work in a company for 10 years and then your boss came and said, this company's going to close in 6. You would figure out some way to make the company go for 10, especially if you have, like, a family to feed and stuff.
You'd work your butt off for 6 years, wouldn't you? Yeah.
So maybe he just wants someone to figure out what Amazon needs to do to be the next Narcos.
And honestly, I don't think Jeff Bezos is going to say something like that with Amazon stocks.
Mm.
You know, if you think about the stocks, you don't want to announce something like this and, you know, have repercussions with your stock price tumbling.
Yeah.
You're obviously going to say something like this if you've got a backup plan.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I'm sure he has a backup plan.
Or somebody in an island somewhere buying up Amazon shares just after this news piece came out.
Yeah. But even then, his timing is interesting because it's the week of Black Friday. So if he says this, the stocks are not going to drop. People are going to be like, let's hold on.
What have you got in your basket, Arvin, so far?
About 20 movies.
About 20 movies.
Yeah, about 20 movies.
Ladies and gents, it's time for us to wrap up for today. If you missed any part of the show, don't forget you can head over to bfm.my/podcast and download the show from there a little bit later on. Also available in the Apple App Store or Google Play is the BFM app, and we are now on Spotify. So we started off today's show with how we already know that anger and anxiety are used by social media companies to spread content. We asked just how manipulated you guys felt by those online algorithms. That's what we started off with. We then moved on to...
We spoke about how Ford wants to sell data or at least get into the data mining business.
Then that story about if you need a morning routine, well, apparently you do because it is a net that catches your days and ensures a good life at the end of the day.
Then we finished with Jeff Bezos himself has predicted when Amazon will die. And he says he gives it about 6 or 7 more years.
And that's all the time we have here on BizBytes. But don't go anywhere because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. MCE Holdings, formerly known as Multicode Electronics, has been in the business of supplying automotive parts since 1990, moving up from manufacturing and supplying car alarm systems and power window regulators to now supplying automotive electronics and mechatronic parts to both Proton and Peridot and regional players like Honda, Toyota and Geely. Kusa Chuang spoke to Dr. Go about MCE's journey thus far and its future. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. I've been in the studio with
Arvind Yuvraj
and Audrey Raj.
We'll be back same time, same place on Wednesday here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.